Belonging is one of the most powerful drivers of performance, and yet it's something we often overlook. Think about the older athlete who takes a younger player under their wing. That small act makes them feel seen, included, and part of something bigger. In sport, in business, and in life, that sense of belonging changes everything. In this episode, I'll share why belonging matters more than you think, how you can create it in teams, and how building connection will improve not just your results, but your relationships too. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I'm sure you've heard a story, maybe you've even experienced it, where the older athlete comes and takes that younger athlete under their wing and makes sure that they've got everything they need. They see something in them, and whether it's something that reminds them of themselves or just something that they needed, that this older athlete comes and gives them what they needed to be able to get through that transition into that next level of sport. I was reminded of this by two stories I heard this week. One of them was from Matt Elliott. I mentioned his book launched this week, the Winning the Second Half, talking about for those of us who are 40 plus and making sure we've got everything in place to live our best life for the second half of our life. And if you don't think you're in the second half yet, then maybe have a think about your age and double that and see if you think you'll be around in that much time. I know at 52 that I'm well and truly into the second half. Oh, I'd love to live to 100 plus, but whether that's a possibility, I'm not so sure. Anyway, the book was fantastic, but he shared a story when he was introducing Jeff Hardy, who came and said a few words. He was saying when he went to the Dragons, Jeff Hardy had grabbed him really early on and made him feel welcome and said, come train with me. And he showed him the ropes and he taught him all the things he needed to do and how valuable that had been in his transition into grade. And also just in life in general, just how important it had been to feel welcome, to feel like he belonged, because this person took the time to actually to care enough to give him guidance like that. And the other story I heard was Tim Manor was talking about Fui Fui Moi Moi, who a bit of a cult hero at Para, but he also was someone that, like, from the outside looking in, his English wasn't fantastic. He was pretty quiet, but he said it wasn't really the truth of who he was. He was actually someone, again, who took him under his wing and shared with him so many different tips and important steps that he needed to take and to encourage him. He said Fui used to have dinner with a local family that he built up a relationship with, and he took Tim Manor with him and invited him into this little world of his. So again, he felt like he belonged. He said it was a bit weird and it was uncomfortable at first, but now he's still close friends with his family that Fui had introduced him to. He'd helped him build more connections and to feel more connected to the community and more comfortable in his surroundings as he was making his way as a young footballer. Now, if you think about your life, have you received that? Have you been that person that's created a sense of belonging? Are you doing that at times where someone needs it? Or maybe at times you're getting caught up in your own stuff and maybe you've neglected to do that in different areas of your life and maybe there are areas that you could improve. And I share this not to... so you'll think too negatively about where you're at, but just to bring self-awareness to some of the important parts of life. And it can be confronting and maybe it makes you think, maybe I'm not doing a fantastic job. And I always look at it this way. It's like, no, you're already doing a fantastic job, but how can you do things better? what are some of those gaps? Because a high performance life is not about focusing on the things you're doing wrong. It's about what are the things that I could do better? How can I improve this? Because none of us are perfect. We never are. And creating that sense of belonging, fostering connections, bringing people together, that's how humanity is going to improve. Not by continuing to create division and casting people to the side. When it comes to, you know, how we look at where we're heading as a race, a human race, it's so much division. And the media is continually pushing division down our throat. And it's not helpful. And the more we can resist that and instead find ways to cross those divides, to bring people closer together, the better our life is going to be. Because like it or not, we're all connected. We live on this living and breathing organism that is the earth. And we're all connected in some ways. That old 6 degrees of separation is so much smaller now because of the way we can connect at a global level. So you can have such a powerful ripple effect. And you look at it like, oh, I can't make a difference. But you can make a difference. And it starts by thinking global but acting local, right? Like, how can you create more belonging? How can you feel like you belong more? Where can you get yourself involved? We're in places where maybe you hadn't before and feel more connected. And then as always, how can you pay it forward? How can you contribute to bringing more of that sense of belonging that we not just crave as humans, but we need? It's an important part of who we are and what makes us human. Some of the best ways to increase that sense of belonging is to start with yourself and finding out more about how you operate. How do you do things when you're at your best? Because it's not pushing yourself into areas that aren't going to work, but it's like when it comes to belonging, when it comes to connection, how do you create the best connections? Because it's not always about being really vocal or being the center of attention, but it might be more doing things a lot more subtly. Maybe you're the one who's a great observer and sits there quietly, and maybe you don't even need to say anything to create more belonging. Maybe you just need to go and sit with someone that is struggling. Maybe you don't even need to say a word. Maybe you're the ideas person and you've got lots of different ideas about bringing more connection into the world or anything that's going to bring people together. And maybe you're sitting on a heap of those ideas and then they're not anything more than just ideas in your head. And it might be just choosing one of those and actually taking action on it and seeing if you can bring people together. Or maybe you're that person that does love to get out there and connect, that make people feel good and loves being the cheerleader for others. And if that's you, go and do that too. And it does take sometimes stepping up out of your comfort zone, but it's always worth it. It's always worth it. And I just wanted to, before I finish on this episode, just let you know about tomorrow's episode. Actually, I don't know if it'll go out tomorrow, but the next episode, interview with former Olympian Dan Collins, who went to 3 Olympics. He won 2 medals. He experienced pressure at the highest level. He has a son who's now an elite athlete. So he knows what pressure's about, and he knows it from living it as an athlete. He knows from living it in a career post his sporting endeavors, and he knows it as a parent of not just a elite athlete, but a parent of a young man who's had to navigate all of the different challenges that growing up has as well. So he knows about pressure, he knows how to deal with it, and there are so many great stories and tips and things you can take from that that are going to help you in your life. So make sure you check that episode out. That'll be the next one after this one. It'll be well worth it's about 1 hour and 15 of your time. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, Join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.